So my name is Richard Rundle. I'm a program manager at Microsoft. I work on the operations management suite, the log analytics part of it. With me today are Liz Kim and Evan Hissey. They're also program managers. They, like me, work on the log analytics component of operations management suite. So quick test, who here knows what operations management suite is? Oh, nice, okay. Good, that makes the first 5 or so minutes of my session really, really quick. For the few people that don't know what it is, operations management suite is actually a group of four services. We have insight and analytics, which you may be familiar with as the log analytics component is the piece that drives that. We have automation and control, and automation and control you might be familiar with as Azure automation. We have security and compliance, and that piece is the Azure Security Center and OMS security aspects of it. OMS security built on top of log analytics. And then protection and recovery, which is Azure site recovery and Azure backup. And so with those four services, together they make the operations management suite. And from a purchasing point of view, talk to your account team, they can tell you how to buy each of them as the suite, which will get you a discount off of the price of purchasing them individually. And so in this talk, we're just going to focus on the insight and analytics piece of the operations management suite. I'm going to give you a little bit more background on log analytics, and then I'm going to show you a little bit about the ready-made operational intelligence that comes with log analytics, and specifically I'm going to show you the Office 365 and application insight solutions that we have within log analytics. Liz is then going to take you through Azure monitoring. You would have seen a small snippet of this in Scott Guthrie's keynote under the Azure Monitor piece where we went through and did log search. Liz is actually going to go down and spend a lot more time talking about how with log analytics you can monitor your Azure applications, both virtual machines and platform as a service. And then Evan's going to take us through collecting any machine data, being able to visualize that data, and then be alerted and take action. Does that sound like a good way to spend the next 75 minutes? If the answer is no, there's like a half a dozen other sessions. You're welcome to. I won't feel bad. You can go find another session. But please stay here. We think you will enjoy the next 75 minutes as we talk about log analytics and the capabilities in log analytics. So log analytics is a cloud-based service. We've written it as a cloud-based service from the ground up. We haven't taken our on-premises software and moved it up to the cloud. We've written this from scratch as a hyperscale machine data analytics platform. So that means we've tailored it to be specifically good at being able to take in terabytes of data from you, index it, and then make that available for searching very quickly. Now, taking in all of that log data and making it searchable is interesting, but you have to know a lot. You have to know what you're looking for. So to help with that, within log analytics, what we do is we provide out-of-the-box application and workload monitoring. So even though it's powered by search, we put some visualizations on top, we provide some queries so that you can actually get started and see value from having the data come through. And the other piece is, even though this is a cloud-based service, it's not just for monitoring cloud. It is a hybrid monitoring story. It's hybrid and heterogeneous. So by hybrid, we don't care where it's running. You can be monitoring things and collecting logs and performance counters and other data from machines that are on-premises, in Azure, in AWS, in Rackspace, in Google Cloud, wherever you've got it running, we can collect the data. We don't care if it's running on Windows or Linux. We will collect data from both of those. So we're both hybrid and heterogeneous. If you want to find out more, throughout the presentation, as you go back and have a look, I've peppered some links to external information. So if you want to go and find out more, Microsoft.com/OMS will give you more background on OMS and log analytics. It was actually Ignite last year that we GA'd the product. And so we've been in market as a GA product for about a year now. We consider ourselves production ready. And so I offer to you some of our certifications that we've done to show that we're production ready. We have ISO certification, SOC certification, PCI DSS came in over the summer. We're also available globally. So we're available in the US, in the East US region. Now, even though we're in these regions, that doesn't mean that you can only monitor things that are in that region. Being a monitoring system, you can actually send data all over the world to one of these regions. But what we've done is we've spun up in each of the major geographies so that you can have your workspace close to where you are. And so we're in East US, we're in West Europe, we're in Southeast Asia, we're in Australia Southeast, and we're also in Azure for government. So I mentioned we had ready-made operational intelligence. And so we have over 25 solutions that are available out of the box. You can go through and add those solutions. They actually come with both data collection components and data visualization components. And so you can actually just add the solutions and get started with the monitoring out of the box. These solutions are being built by experts. So the very first ones were built by us in the product group. We've also partnered with other teams in Microsoft to build the solutions. And most interestingly, for the assessment solutions, we've partnered with customer support and services. They've done a number of assessments where they can do an AD assessment or a SQL assessment. There's an operations manager assessment. And what we'll do is we'll have a look at those workloads, and based on the knowledge that CSS has of troubleshooting thousands of customer issues with those workloads, they have some recommendations that you can make for improving the system. We can monitor infrastructure and applications, so your servers as well as the applications and workloads running on it. And we do the assessments that I mentioned, we do analytics, and we also do monitoring. I spoke about being hybrid, I spoke about being heterogeneous. If you want to go deep on Linux, tomorrow, 2:15 to 3:30, we have an entire session just based on how to do Linux monitoring and data collection and send that to log analytics. And the last thing is, even though this visualization is there, it's all powered by search. These are all search queries. We take the data in, we index it, make it available for search. So what I'd like to do now is just actually give you a demonstration of how we can do some of these things. So this is the operations management console. This is the console we've had in market for a little while. Liz is going to show you our experience within the Azure portal, which is something that we've revealed at this conference. I'm going to show you the existing experience for the moment. And so you can see here I've got a number of solutions giving me data. I can actually also go through and select additional solutions to add in. And each of these solutions, I can just select and add through. And so this is the 25 solutions that I spoke about. So let's have a look for, let's start with Office 365 if I can type. So the Office 365 solution, this is bringing in the Office activity logs from your Office 365 environment. And so this has log information about Azure Active Directory, so the authentications. It has information about your SharePoint usage, and it also has information about Exchange. And so you can see here that we've got information about who's been doing tasks. So we've got, you know, what are the operations and who's been doing them. We've got Exchange-related activities. And so I can see what's been happening with Exchange. I can see what's been happening for SharePoint. And so you can see it's files accesses, files uploaded, sharing. And then for Azure Active Directory, I can see things like updating group and adding to group and add member to group. So this is nice. It gives you a summary and an overview of what's going on. But if I drill into one of these, then it's going to take me into the search experience, and I can start to explore this more deeply. So you'll see here on the right, I have a series of search results. But more interestingly, I have here a time control, so I can see when my activities have been happening. And you can see that this is basically a one-day period. And you can see in this environment, they all happened about 1 o'clock yesterday was when the most activity was. I can see where the activity is coming from. So I've got client IPs. I can see the operations that are occurring. And if I expand this out, you can see all of the different operations that have occurred. I can see the Office workload that it relates to, the user IDs. And if I want to actually drill in and focus on just one of these, like if I wanted to focus on just the updates made to groups, I can click on this, and it's actually going to filter my search result down to those two update group activities. And then as I look, I can see the full set of information being captured for the Office 365 activities. And if I need to do additional searches and filters on this, I can actually, you can see that the blue highlights here, these let me just click on it and actually start to do additional searches and group buys. I can also open this to do additional actions to really start to filter and drill into the information that's there. Did everyone see Scott Guthrie's keynote on Monday? And you saw the demonstration. And there was a period during the demonstration where Donovan said, "Sorry, I have to cheat. I'm not going to type out this query. So I'm going to show you another way that you can actually get quick access to search queries without having a quick copy and paste button. Every search query that you run, we keep a running history of it, but then we also have a concept of saved searches, similar to a browser set of favorites. And so you can actually go through and keep a series of favorite searches here. I have a couple made for Office 365. If I want to look at failed Azure Active Directory logins based on user, I can do that just by clicking on the query. It's gone and populated my search bar, and now it's going to come back and give me some results. Now, during this time period, I didn't have any, I've got one data point. There's one tiny little orange data point that's super hard to see. So what I can do is actually expand my time range to make it a longer period of time, and then I'll be able to see more activities that are here. And there's still not a lot of activity, but you can see that I've got two failed logons that have occurred. So that's good. That means that I don't have a lot of failed logons in my environment. You can see I've also got search queries for doing SharePoint files modified and SharePoint usage information. So that's an example of what we do for Office. The other thing I'd like to show you is what we do with Application Insights. How many people here are using Application Insights? Only a couple of people. All right. Who here's got a website then? All right, a few more people. All right. So if you want to do some monitoring of your website, a really nice tool is Application Insights. We can do remote monitoring. We can do instrumentation, analysis of the requests, look at the exceptions that are being generated by your web application. And the other nice thing, and this applies to also the Office 365 and other solutions as well, the Operations Management Suite and Log Analytics can monitor multiple applications, so in the case of Office 365, multiple Office 365 subscriptions, and also in the case of Application Insights, multiple Application Insights accounts, and we can do that across multiple Azure subscriptions as well. So if you're familiar with using Application Insights, you typically end up with half a dozen Application Insights accounts, and you need to look at them one by one. What we do within Log Analytics is we bring them all together, and so you can see that I've got four different applications that are being monitored here, four different application accounts, Application Insight accounts that I've got. And amongst those, I've got five different hosts sending data. My website's in a fantastic state at the moment. It's very rare that you get to see a website with 100% pass rate on web tests. But this is being tested from sites around the globe by Application Insights to check the availability and performance of my website. And so you can actually see here the server requests per hour coming in, and you can see that my Broccoli application is getting the most of those requests. You can also see that my Broccoli application is also getting the most failed requests, so we're going to have a look at that in just a moment too. And you can see the exceptions I'm getting per hour. And again, my Broccoli application seems to be hitting about 50% of its requests are actually resulting in exceptions. That doesn't sound so good. So we should probably go and have a look at my Broccoli application. Now, one of the nice things we've done is we're here in the Log Analytics portal. Application Insights is in the Azure portal. So we've made it nice and easy for you to actually go ahead and have a look at the application's insight and the native experience that application insights have in the Azure portal. And what we're going to do is we're going to deep link into the Azure portal. So what you see is as this loads up, we've gone into the Azure portal. It's now going to go and find that application insights account. And it's going to open it up onto the details of the application insights account. So I can very quickly pivot from where I was in Log Analytics across over into application insights. And I can see all of the configuration. I can change the configuration. I can drill deeper into some of the information that's available here within application insights. And so we make it nice and easy to do a handoff between operations and DevOps there. I'm going to close that out, and we're going to come back here, and I'm going to show you what else we can see about this information within Log Analytics. So I said, you know, the Broccoli application is the interesting one, and in particular, it was exceptions that were there. So if we can drill in and we can have a look at exceptions, and as I come into Log Analytics, what we're going to see is I've gone and pulled the information about application insights and my Broccoli application, and we've brought it back in, and I can see that I've got a group of exceptions being reported here. And I think because of my browser screen size, it's dropped off a couple of the other perspective informations. But I can see a view of what the operations are. So I can see most of the requests that are coming in of type exception are actually this request for get content fonts. And so if I need to, I can then start to drill in and have a closer look at more information about these requests. And so I've got, and as I drill in, it starts to become useful to then go across to the list view. And so now I can see that I'm getting a web HTTP exception for when I do a get content fonts. And if I expand this out, you can see the stack coming through. You can see the exception message that's here. And I can see the full exception stack. So now I've been able to work out that the reason I'm seeing the failures is actually due to exceptions within the application. I can now go back to my developers. I can actually tell them the information. I can actually tell them to the role instance in Azure that this is occurring on. I can also tell where the tests have been coming from. And if I need to, I can actually drill through and actually find out more information about this Fabricram app too as well. But with just that exception information on its own, I can go across to the developers and get a lot more information from them. And so now I've said, okay, well, let's have a look at Fabricram 2. Let's see what else Application Insights what Log Analytics knows about Fabricram App 2. So I've just done a search for Fabricram App 2, and you can see Log Analytics actually knows quite a bit about it. We've got all of the security event logs coming in. We've got performance counters coming in. We've got IIS logs coming in. We've got wire data coming through, which is showing us network traffic summaries. We've got all of the application insights data we were looking at, Windows events, heartbeat information. We've actually got its patch status too. So I could actually pivot from here and go and have a look at the patch status for that application and find out maybe it's throwing exceptions because it's missing a patch for .NET, for example. I can also see its security baseline. I can also go and have a look at configuration changes and as I mentioned, the update information. And so if I have a look here, there's actually 167 metrics that I'm collecting about this machine. And so I can actually go through and graph all of these. And so if I scroll and scroll and scroll, I'll have 167 different metrics. I can drill in on any of these metrics. And if I'm looking at a time range that's 6 hours or less, as new metric data comes into the system, this graph will update and I'll be able to watch it in near real time as it goes through and updates. And we can collect perf counters at a frequency of as small as 10 seconds. And so you can collect perf counters every 10 seconds, feed them up, and then watch them come through into Log Analytics. So that's a quick overview of the ready-made intelligence that we have in Log Analytics and how that applies for Office 365, which is a SaaS-based service, and also how it applies for Application Insights, which is also another SaaS-based service. So what I'd like to do now is pass it across to Liz, for Liz to tell us more about the Azure monitoring that we've done and the investments that we've made there over the last, in particular, 6 months, but it's been ongoing for the last year or so.
Thanks, Richard. Hi, my name is Liz. I'm a program manager on the Log Analytics, just like Richard and Evan. I've been driving the Azure monitoring scenario using Log Analytics. As Richard has said, this is a project that we've been doing for over a year now. It's been a huge focus within the Azure teams trying to get a better visibility into the Azure environment for you, giving a better enterprise-level monitoring capabilities on top of what's available from the platform. So some of you may have seen the Azure Monitor from the Skaku keynote that we had on Monday morning. So that is a part of the effort that Log Analytics team has done for gaining the visibility into the teams. There's also an aspect of our UX integrating into the Azure portal, as well as some of the Azure solutions that we've shipped out. So let me just get started. For those who is not familiar with what we've been having in Azure to this day, we had web table storage and some of the blob storage coverage based on the RPs. We had the VM agent extensions for Linux and Windows and some of the previous solutions that we've had out before the Ignite. For Windows Azure Diagnostics, there have been kind of phases in terms of how we try to have a more holistic monitoring capabilities across Azure. So some of you may be familiar with when the table storage first went out, and so that has the ETW data in there, IIS data in there, perf, events and whatnot. And then last year we started migrating some of the resource providers onto the blob storage. And so we have a whole host of blob storage logs that RPs that are having blob storage logs available in time for Ignite. A new thing that we are adding for Ignite is also metrics. There's been a lot of requests from customers to gain better visibility into SQL paths, for example. So there's a host of metrics that we are lighting up through the platform and also how that integrates into Log Analytics. So these are the key investment areas that we are making: the data platform integration, the UX integration, as well as some of the Azure-specific solutions that we are lighting up. So in terms of the data platform integration, when we talk about the platform data, there's really three types of data that we are investing into. One is the activity log, the other is metrics, the final is the diagnostics log. So today, if you go to Azure portal, there's an activity log that you may also know as audit log or operational logs. They've been changing the names a few times, but we have coverage across all the Azure resources for the authorization changes or the configuration changes. And so what Log Analytics provides is the cross-subscription multi-resource monitoring on your environment to see, let's say that you are interested in what kind of new resources that a person has created in your environment, or how many people have been making authorization changes, providing access to another user. So those kind of data is available through the activity log that you can search on Log Analytics. Metrics and diagnostics logs is also, Log Analytics is the only platform that can do multi-subscription cross-resource with first-party integration. What we did is we actually integrated on the back end of Azure platform. So there's no storage or event hub required for those who's familiar with current implementation. You can just select the workspace that you're interested in, and we start getting the data right from the Azure backend. Current testing right now shows that we are in milliseconds of range for the latency. So from the time that the data becomes available from the ERP, passing through the Azure Insights team's backend, the OBO service, and then pushing it out to our ingestion is in the milliseconds range, and so it is as real time as we possibly can. And then also for activity log, same deal, we don't require any storage or event hub. You can just connect the data directly. These are the list of services that we have metrics and logs available. So items like Batch or SQL V12, Elastic Pools or websites are all metrics that have lit up just in time for Ignite, as well as some of the logs like the updated automation for you to be able to see the usage data in there as well. So right now, these are the list of the coverage that we currently have. We have a lot more coming post-Ignite. We are looking to have coverage across all the Azure resources that you are using. So throughout the months, you'll see more and more lighting up from the portal. For SQL V12 and Elasticsearch pools, just letting you know if you're looking to onboard to it, right now the only way is the API. The rest, we have the UX coverage on there as well. Okay, now with that, let me just switch over to my workspace to show you how we integrate into this platform data that's made available by the Azure backend. So this is the workspace that you are familiar with. If you haven't gone to the Azure portal recently for the workspace view, you'll notice that there's an overview tile available and a log search tile available. And so let me just go on to the log search experience from my workspace. So let me just start by showing you some of the data types that we are getting from the Azure platform. So let's do by type. You'll see that the data it returns is Azure Diagnostics, Metrics, and Activity, so it's easy for you to see across your platform data to see what's going on. Let me also do multi-group by adding the subscription ID, and you can see that I have multiple subscriptions that I'm collecting the data from. For the first data type that I'm going to be drilling down, I'll do Azure Activity. So let's say you are interested in seeing the who created what kind of resources in your environment across all the subscriptions that you have. Then the operation name would start off with, would end with write. Oops. Then I pipe that into measure count by caller and also resource provider. And so it looks like Nini has been busy creating some of the resources. You'll see the log analytics network, websites, logic apps, and automation, and all these resources that people have been creating. And just like in our search service, you can just drill down into any of them. So I'll just pick Anurag, and he's been, by drilling down into it, you can see that he's been creating a network security group into the subscription. So now let me switch over to our metrics view. So Azure Metrics, I'll just do resource provider equals logic apps. And so these are all the metrics that I am currently getting from the logic apps environment. And just like our other metrics, our numbers graph, you can do a graphing function on it as well. So I'll just graph all the metric names by metric names with an interval of 10 minutes. And so you'll be able to see that there's been a spike happening on your Logic Apps environment, and you can just drill down into it as well. And oh, and so you'll be able to see that there's been spike happening into the environment. And with that, maybe you're now wanting to look into the diagnostics log. So you can easily switch over to the diagnostics by going into Azure Diagnostics. Resource provider and the other fields have the same names, and so I'll just do the same Microsoft.logic. And so this is the diagnostics that I'm getting from the logic gaps that I have enabled. For those who's familiar with the logic gaps diagnostics logs, the particular reason why I picked it is if you are getting the data from storage or Event Hub today, it actually has the nested JSON field in there. And so what we did is we are parsing out all the unique properties to logic gaps under the property back, and then we are also keeping the first level and second level fields in there by doing the first field name underscore second field name. And so even for teams who's wanting to implement a nested JSON, we support that capability as well. Another functionality that we've added is we are actually parsing out the resource ID data in there so that you can search across your subscription ID, resource group, and resource in there as well. So if you are using a third-party tool to collect the data from storage or Event Hub, it actually does not do any kind of automatic parsing for your subscription ID or resource group. And so this provides an easy way for you to search across your activity log, diagnostics, and metrics based on your subscription ID or resource group. Okay, and then lastly, let me just go back to the Azure activity. And as a last item, I'll also show you the authorization changes that's been happening as well. So, authorization changes happening in your environment is a common ask for visibility into the Azure environment that people ask for. Looks like there hasn't been a lot of authorization changes, and so I'll just make it in the last 7 days. It looks like Tigrin has been creating quite a few. I've also been done quite a few. And so you can just simply drill down into one of the items to understand what kind of activities have been going on. And so it looks like he's been removing some people and adding some people in there as well. And so I'll switch over to go over the next points of the investment. And Evan later on will go further deep down into the analytics platform that we have. The next item is the UX integration that we've done, and that really goes into two parts. One is our standalone portal experience becoming fully available through the Azure portal, so that for customers who's wanting to strictly manage the Azure resources, you never have to leave the portal, and the UX experience that you're familiar with is available right from there. Another part of it is the Azure Monitor that you saw today, and so you saw yesterday, and so it provides an entry point for managing your Azure resources. It has the platform data that's available out of the box, as well as some of the advanced capabilities like log search or solutions or application insights in there. And so there's been a twofold efforts around the UX integration, as well as some of the onboarding experiences available from the Azure portal. And so, for example, for the activity log analytics solution today, all you have to do is just search on your marketplace, type in activity log analytics. When you onboard to it for the data sources for you to connect to it, all it asks is a checkbox of the subscriptions that you want to connect. And it lists you all the subscriptions that you have access to. And check on check is all you have to do for all that data to be connected into the workspace and the solutions to be visualized. So I'm going to switch back into my portal, into my Azure portal. Let me go to 100%. Close out all the blades. And so today, if you go to your Azure portal, there's an item called Monitor that's pinned by default. And so this is the familiar visualization that you saw during the keynote on Monday. So when you click onto it, you'll have a log search button right available right up here for the ease of access to analyze your activity logs, as well as the ability to onboard to our workspace from the diagnostics logs as well. And so you can select the particular resource that you're interested in and enable right from here. Turn on the diagnostics, opens up the settings experience that you're familiar with, and there's a checkbox called Send to Log Analytics. And all you have to do is just select the workspace that you are interested in onboarding. I have quite a few workspaces, so you'll see all the workspaces that I have access to. You can select any of them. You can select the logs or the metrics that you're interested in, and then save for you to get started onto the log data. I'm not going to save that particular one. I don't own it, so that's kind of the experience that we have under the Azure Monitor. We also have our own service points available for log analytics. When you click onto it, you select a particular workspace, And so like I said previously, we just launched our overview page where when you click onto it, the familiar experience that you just saw from the standalone portal is also now available from the Azure experience as well. So just like the ones that Richard has shown, it has all the charting of the environment that you have. And then let's say that I want to drill down into the update solution. And so the experience that you're aware of from the standalone portal is all encapsulated into the Azure portal experience as well. You can also pin any of these items into your dashboard as well. And so by just clicking onto pin to dashboard, if you're interested in always capturing what's happening onto the solution, you can go onto your dashboard to see what's going on. Oh, I have too many items pinned right now. And then let me just quickly go back to it. We also added some of the data sources actions items as well. And so you can connect to the Azure Activity Log over here as well if you prefer to have the data only in search instead of having the visualization as well. Okay, now I'm going to go over the out-of-box solutions that we are shipping out for Azure-related solutions. So the key point that we've been having is there's been a lot of customer asks around gaining visibility onto PaaS services. So like SQL PaaS, HD Insights, those kind of services has been lacking the visibility into the environment. And so we are partnering with individual teams to bring better visibility and also the monitoring capabilities out of box, whether it be just a graphing chart or alerts packed into it as well. And so let me just go over some of the solutions that we currently have available today and as well as some of the upcoming solutions that you'll be seeing throughout the fiscal year. The solutions on the left column are also going to be updated on the back end as well. So for example, even though we shipped the Key Vault network analytics and automation solutions out, we are actually going to be updating the back end so that it takes advantage of the near real-time pipeline that we have just enabled. So you can expect the updates to those solutions coming fairly soon. Richard just demoed the Application Insight solution. We just launched it as a public preview item. We also have the Activity Log Analytics solution that can visualize your environment. Activity Log Analytics solution, just letting you know, is completely free. So I recommend everyone to just connect to it. Like, we don't ask for anything. You can just create a workspace and just connect your subscriptions, and you get a 90 days retention out of the Activity Log. So even if you have a paying workspace, you can take advantage of the Activity Log Analytics to get us started on what kind of visibility you can gain from using Log Analytics for your Azure environment. Another thing that we've shipped as a POC concept is the SQL Analytics. So for the SQL PaaS services, what we did is we partnered with a team to kind of have a basic understanding of what's going on in your database as well as the Elastic Pool. Right now, it is collecting the data through the automation runbooks, and a few weeks after Ignite, you'll notice that the pipeline has changed to take advantage of our direct pipeline as well. We also have a lot of the upcoming solutions that we partner with the teams, and so, for example, HD Insight team has been a great partner to us to build a solution, and so we are collecting the data through the Linux agent. So HD Insight, even though it is a PaaS service, on the underlying it is just pure IaaS. So we are collecting the data directly from the agent so that you have a more rich and verbose levels of data. So for all these data approaches, while we are getting the platform level coverages, if there are teams that are not yet ready to onboard to the platform level telemetry, we are also partnering with those teams so that we can collect through the mechanisms that they have today. Like for Application Insights, we're collecting from their connector. For the HD Insights, we're collecting from their agent. And so we are partnering with teams to kind of understand where they're at, how high the demand for the customers are for the particular service, and whether we should invest into providing a monitoring service right now, and then also updating it once the better pipeline becomes available. So these are the list of services that you can expect to see in terms of the out-of-box solutions. And if you have any requests of a very high priority solution that you feel like is highly desired, we're always open to hear, to prioritize and also partner with the Azure teams to bring that solution out to you. Now I'm just going to switch over to the overview tile that you just saw. So when you land onto the overview tile, you might have noticed that we have a few Azure solutions that's been added in there, such as the HD Insight solution, SQL solution, and the Activity Log Analytics solution. So I'm just going to drill down into the Activity Log Analytics solution to get started with. And so currently, I have three subscriptions that are sending the data to this particular workspace. And so you can see by the log entries and the status, resource, and resource providers on what's going on your environment. So if you're interested in, for example, gaining better visibility into what's happening in your storage account, you can just quickly drill down into the familiar log search experience. SQL Analytics solution is also another solution that we just shipped onto Azure Marketplace for gaining better visibility into the SQL paths. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we show the data across your Elastic pool as well as your database. And so you can see the usage information right over here. You can also see the Elastic performance. And one of the new things that we added is you can see the red dot right next to that right over there. It's a threshold that you can set to understand when the items are going in critical mode. And so 100% CPU general means that it's not good. And so the particular solution, once it hits the certain threshold, it changes the color. Evan later will go through in terms of how you can do it on your custom visualization as well. And so for example, for the Contoso test database, you can just simply drill down into it to see the charting of the particular database that's been acting up. And so you can easily change the time queries in here to understand what's been happening. And just like you've seen, you can change out the queries to see across all your databases, the databases within a particular Elastic pools, and why not. And so with that, I kind of want to emphasize in terms of the way that we are looking to take the next steps into our Azure monitoring. And so the idea is really to have the coverage across all Azure resource providers to get the platform level data on the diagnostics logs, on the metrics, and the activity logs. And then bring that into log analytics for the enterprise grade experience of the hyperscale, longer retention time, experience to have these search analytics out-of-box solutions, as well as the fully integrated Azure portal experience for you to see the visualizations and the search from there. So these are really the five key points that none other solutions out there can provide from the Azure monitoring perspective. The biggest thing being that we are directly connected onto the Azure backend. So for those who's not familiar, log analytics is pure Azure on the backend. So we are in the Azure regions, and so we have, when we are getting the data, we have the advantage of being able to reside within the same region. And so there's a direct pipeline that you can have the data across, as well as the multi-subscription and cross-resource. So right now, if you connect the diagnostics logs or the metrics into your storage or event hub, it has to reside in the, it has to be in the per subscription, per region, for you to be able to send that data. Log Analytics is the only service that can do the cross-subscription and cross-resource onboarding into an analytics platform. Again, we also have the out-of-box solutions that we are building in partnership with the Azure teams, as well as the hyperscale that you're familiar with and the hybrid environment support that we have, and the long-term data store as well. So before I wrap up, I just want to tell, I just want to emphasize that Activity Log Analytics is available right now from the Azure Marketplace. You can just easily onboard to it. shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes, and you can start getting the visualizations on what's happening on the authorizations, who's creating the resources, who's deleting the resources. When there's a spike that's happening in your environment, who's added that DB into the Elastic pool that you're managing? And so all that visibility can be gained through the Activity Log Analytics solution. The enabling the data, I just walked over the UI experience of it. There's also a simple PowerShell that you can just run, an ARM command that you can write up for you to be able to just go through all the resources in the subscription and just onboard to it. We also have the VM agent extensions for the Azure VMs, and so you can connect your Windows or Linux VMs so that you can leverage some of the solutions that we have, such as an update or the change tracking, to gain better visibility into your your environment more in depth. With that, I'm going to pass it over to Evan, who's going to go over some of the log analytics platform capability.
Thanks, Liz. Hey, everybody, how are you doing? Good? Come on, how are you doing? You doing well? All right, cool. So I'm excited to talk about all the different ways you can get data into OMS today, then how you can customize and build your own dashboards to view that data. So how many of you think that there's still data you can't get into OMS the right way, the way that you want to? Good. So how many of you have heard about the Data Collector API? Awesome. So I can't wait to share with a lot of folks what is the Data Collector API, and we think that's one of the best ways to get in all the things our solutions to onboard automatically for you. But to talk about other ways we get data into OMS, we have, of course, the Windows and Linux agents. We have the HTTP Data Collector API that I keep talking about, all the different ways to get data in through Azure that Liz discussed with you, Logstash, and the different SaaS services like Office 365. And there's many more to come. So starting off with the Data Collector API, all you need to do is know your workspace ID, your key, the name that you want for your custom log file to have, and the data. All you need to do to have your data put into OMS is have a JSON log format, so you can have computer, value, event ID, value, counter name, whatever it needs to be, and you can push that data into OMS. It'll come in as a custom log, and you can start building your own dashboards on it automatically. So I am going to switch directly into demoing this stuff for you guys. So in OMS today, using that same JSON data, I am playing World of Warcraft. I guess I died. So what does World of Warcraft have to do with OMS? I strictly want to show you that I can get anything, and I mean anything, into OMS. My boss left the room, which is fantastic, which means I can tell you I have multiple max level characters in WoW, but this dashboard proves that I do not play a lot of it anymore. So here I am walking around the game on my home desktop back in Washington. And what does this have to do with OMS? Well, I can pull all the graphics data from my desktop and start pushing it into OMS right now. So this is a custom dashboard. It'll look just like the same ones that Liz and Richard were showing you guys, because we're using the same tools to build these custom dashboards that are available to you. So I'm going to zoom back out. Oops, maybe not. Control minus. There we go. Whoa, too far. And this is my own dashboard. So GPU data, check out my home PC's GPU, proof I don't play too many video games, powered by GPU-Z. It's a free piece of software I put on my machine, drops a log file into my environment, and I'm just reading that log file and pushing it up one line at a time, posting the JSON data. So I can see my GPU load percentage, the memory load, I can see the temperature of that GPU, and I can see it starting to spike because I'm starting to play WoW on there, but not too much because I have a nice graphics card. And I can see that the clock speed and the memory clock starting to go up. So what does this mean? This means that you can get anything that you've ever imagined wanting to monitor, your own custom app, your website. If there's anything that we are too slow to get into OMS, first tell us so we can go build something awesome for you. But second, now your engineers have no excuse to not get this into OMS. They can push this data in JSON, so they have a CSV log, they have a table they need to get into OMS. You can do it by pushing this JSON payload into us. So what does this stuff look like? So let's go drill into this graph right here. So I'm going to look at my temperature. And I'm going to get rid of this query, but it's using the same query language, of course, using the same other mechanics that you use to search for any other type of OMS data. So I'm just doing an average on the temperature value here as GPU temp, interval 5 minutes. So I'm going to get rid of that. And you can see, just like the Azure Diagnostics data that we're bringing in, how Liz was talking about the payload and how we have that properties bag, we also accept multiple nested JSON fields. If you go a little bit too far past 4 right now, we flatten it out, but you can still use custom fields to pull that data. So you can see that I've got all my nice little different performance counters listed here. I can go to any one of these and use the same search language to view this data and build my own dashboards. So what is View Designer capable of, and what can I start building today with it? That's an awesome question, audience. Thanks for asking it. So I'm going to go over here into my one view. If you went to Jeremy's session, he displayed the same thing, but I'm going to kind of talk about it a little bit more in depth. So this is a really, really basic view. It talks about my clouds, my different servers that I have in my environment, lists them out. I can click see all, because obviously I don't have just 10 machines in a Microsoft environment. All the different types of logs I'm collecting, I have a breakdown by the different log files. Earlier in the overview tile, I show you my critical warning and information. So you can start pushing that data, custom data, into OMS and visualize it this exact same way. We have the performance counters here. I need to change my time range to 7 days. There we go. So just like how Richard was talking about application insights, that same data that you're pulling in from the other solutions, you can visualize in your own custom dashboard here. So like Liz was talking about with the thresholding, I have thresholds here that are saying, I have active downtime in Miami, Sydney, Paris for this Fabricam application that we built. So I can go and drill into those and start looking into them in LogSearch, just like all the other solutions. I click on this. It's going to take me straight into my availability run location for US, Florida, Miami. And I can see all the different raw records that are producing that graph for me. I guess it wanted to show LogSearch one more time. Cool. And then we can also go back to the same performance metrics that Layla's talked about in her other talks, if you've seen those, which we have the CPU usage and the memory usage over time, and you can set your own thresholds. So let's dig into building this dashboard. So if I click edit here, I have all the different parts that are available to me. So that same information part that I showed in the other one that had the Microsoft logo, had links to documentation, had a link to GPU-Z so people could understand how I built that thing. I can have an information part, it uses Markdown, so you can put effectively anything you really want in there. I have my number list part, which is what I'm using for my listing in my cloud, so you can go up to 2 of them. All the parts right now have a list. After Ignite, one of the first things we want to do is start moving the My Dashboard, if you're familiar with that, the small little tiles that kind of look like these top ones. We want to move all that functionality into View Designer and deprecate that. But Evan, wait, what's going to happen to My Dashboard? We're just going to automatically turn it into a view for you. It's not going to go away. You're going to have your same stuff. But you'll be able to edit it with the same intricate little changes that you can in View Designer. So that'll mean multiple tinier tiles. That'll also mean that we can eventually set up alerts here on these little thresholds, and we want to allow you to quickly just go to save searches rather than editing the query directly. But as you can see, for this part here, I have the same query that I'm using in the search language, so I don't need to do anything new. I don't need to do any HTML, nothing like that to mess with this dashboard. I just paste this query, and it works. So let's really quickly just add a line chart, and we'll build one really quickly right here. So if I go to here, I'm going to do that type equals perf to get my perf data. I'm going to say object name equals processor. I'm going to do a pipe measure average counter value by computer. I don't have to put an interval because we automatically can determine the interval for you based on the time range that you're using. You can put an interval in there if you want, and it will load it up for you. Wi-Fi, come on. You are correct. Processor does have 2 S's. Thank you, audience. Awesome. Thank you for saving the demo. So you can see that I'm able to map that same performance counter, that same line chart that I have. All I do is hit save here. I can click into that. And bam, now I can go straight to Logsearch. Every time I hit this dashboard, start seeing the specific metric. I can use a computer group to say I want to map this dashboard to a single computer group over time. So there's tons of different ways that you can build your own dashboards. They all show up in the overview here. You can get to View Designer by clicking the nice little View Designer tile. It's always at the bottom of your workspace. And as of Ignite, it's GA, which means all workspaces have this available to them. They don't have to go into preview features. The other thing that we're doing for View Designer, if you're very familiar with it, is we now have an export-import button. So this means for those of you that have a development workspace for OMS, when you want to build a dashboard, you can create it there in the development workspace, make sure it's working, and then you can ship it off to production. That way, you don't have to do any weird testing in production for your dashboards anymore. So one other thing I wanted to cover is alerting. So Evan, I've got my custom data in OMS. I've got a dashboard, but I don't want to log into OMS to see what's going on. I want you to tell me when an important issue happens, and then maybe run something to solve it. And then when it's really an important issue, notify my team. So let's talk about how I can do that. So I'm going to go back into that same dashboard I showed you earlier, the one that had the metrics information. And I'm going to go into this CPU usage over time query. And you can do this with your saved searches too. You just load up the search. And here at the top, I have alert. So I want to know when one of my machines goes over a certain value. So normally I would list a specific machine here. One of the things that's in a preview feature is metric alerting. So I'd have another item here I could check, and then it would do it by computer. I don't have it on this workspace, so I can't show you right now. But I could say computer equals foo, and then do the average, put all that information in there. I can set how many results I need back, or if you do the metric counter, the value of it. I can set how often I want to check for this alert and the window for it. I can give it a name. Now, what does this alert to, Evan? So it alerts to an email, or I can create a webhook, and I can push that out to any service that uses webhooks. So things like PagerDuty, or ServiceNow, or Slack. So I'm going to show you an example of that. So I have a Slack channel today, and all I want to do is I want to create one of these incoming webhooks. I want to notify my team, okay, certain CPUs over a certain amount for a period of time. Let me know about it. Let my team see it right now. So all I'm going to go here is go to settings, go to app integration. I'm going to go to incoming webhook. I'm going to click that there, and I can see I already have my webhook made. You would add configuration. You can give it a name, what channel you want to go into. But for the one that I already have, I'm just going to go to edit. I'm going to scroll down, and I can see this webhook URL. All I got to do is copy this, Control C, go back to Logsearch. I'm going to paste it here in this webhook. And I can include a custom JSON payload, so like this example in here says. You can give the incident name, the link to the results, or the search query here, so it'll appear automatically. And I'm just going to have it have this name, so test hello ignite. And I'm going to test this really quickly. Oop, internal server error. Let me try one more time. Let me go over the PagerDuty one really quickly. So for PagerDuty, I can go and do the same thing. So I'm going to scroll out, and I'm going to go to configuration. And in your PagerDuty, you can say I have my different services, and I can create a new service. And on here, we have Microsoft Operations Management Suite. It says beta. The article is now no longer in beta. And I can say I want to edit this and look at my webhook. I'm going to scroll down. Oops. I actually clicked the wrong thing. My bad. I need to click on my integrations here. So now I have my integration URL. So I'm going to copy this. Paste it there. URL is invalid. Oh, I have a space at the end of it. Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you, audience, for saving the demo, part two. So I'm going to go to my instance over here. Now you can see I've got one triggered incident, hi, test hello, ignite over here in PagerDuty. So any other service that you use that has webhooks will take this. We have email. One of the things that we're hearing a lot here at Ignite is folks want text messaging. How many of you would rather have text messaging for this? Cool, so a few of you. So that's alerting in a nutshell. So now I can create alerts for all the different custom data that I can bring in on that dashboard. I can set it equivalently to those thresholds. We want it in the future, make it so that as you're setting those thresholds, you can just create an alert right there. That's how I can alert for data in OMS. So now we've covered how to make my custom data go into OMS, how to create my own custom dashboard for it, how to search over easily the same way as Liz and Richard have shown, and then how to create an alert that I can tell my team what's going on. Also, really quickly, part of these alerts is I can create runbooks. It's effectively the PowerShell that I can run in my environment to, let's say, how many of you have to restart a VM as your first stage for solving an incident? Raise hands. A couple of you. How many of you have to do something more complicated? Okay, a couple more. So runbooks allow you to do some of the tasks you're going to have to always do every time that you hit a certain incident, and you can just set that up to restart the VM, do something else. Then you can create another alert that'll monitor for that, and say, okay, if this happens and this has not been fixed, then alert my team. Now fire the incident. So no longer are you waking up folks at 2 a.m. just to have to restart a machine and do some task they always do. They can now have this wake them up only when something is seriously wrong. So we are 14 minutes in. That's about exactly what I wanted to cover. And I want to open it up for Q&A. Oh, Richard has some more stuff. Cool. I will hand it off to Richard then. Thanks, everybody.
All right, so in the last hour, we went through a quick overview of log analytics, key takeaways there, hybrid, heterogeneous. We went through ready-made operational intelligence, the assessments, the analytics, the monitoring. Liz took us through Azure monitoring for logs, metrics, and activities. And then Evan took us through collecting any machine data for the built-in collectors and the data collector API. And then we did correlation and visualization of data using the view designer. And then we wrapped up with taking alerts, and Evan showed you both PagerDuty and Slack integration, and then also spoke about Azure automation. So that's not bad for an hour, is it? Was that a good, yeah, that was quite a bit. Now we're at the start of Ignite, so we're gonna do a quick plug for some of the other sessions that you've got. I mentioned the Linux session that is tomorrow afternoon. But you can actually also see that there's a range of sessions on both the other components of the log analytics suite, as well as some more of the insight and analytics components as well. When's which one? Oh, yeah, and another one I want to call out, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, a breakout session, the deep dive into operations management suite for applications and infrastructure. See a couple of phones going. I'll just wait before I take it away. All right, and then for folks that have got System Center, a couple of System Center sessions. And then sort of kind of new this year at Ignite, we're doing some more theater sessions. And so there's actually a range of theater sessions, you know, 20 minutes in the Microsoft section of the expo. There's a couple of theaters there. Quick 20-minute overview of some of the features as well. All right, the mandatory plug for free IT Pro resources. Quick reminder, please evaluate the session. And then, yeah, please. And then also, we're going to stay here for Q&A. Here's our emails. If you get home, you get back to your hotel room, or you get back to work next week, and you're like, wait, how did Evan do that PagerDuty integration? Send him an email. Or what button did Liz click to do Azure Diagnostics? Send Liz an email. Some other question, send me an email. Emails are there. But otherwise, feel free to ask. We're going to stay around. We've got 11 more minutes. So we're here. We can answer some questions for you. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Have a wonderful week at Ignite.